Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Demonstrations in Boston over recent incidents of black people being killed by police remained peaceful yesterday. This after Sunday's peaceful demonstrations were followed by looting and clashes with Boston police. Advocates in the city say they're focused on pushing for change and say it's critical to keep the focus on the larger issues of racism and inequality that spark the demonstrations. WBUR's Zeninjor and Wameka reports.
8 minutes and 46 seconds. That's how long white Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin had his knee on the neck of George Floyd, who lost consciousness and died. Tanisha Sullivan of the NAACP in Boston says the incident struck a chord with many black people.
We have experienced symbolically knees on our neck for so very long. And really, the pain and stain of racism has been felt by so many of us. And in the case of George Floyd, like so many others, it leads to our death.
That's why tens of thousands of people demonstrated in Boston over the weekend. The protests were peaceful, but after they ended, there were confrontations with police. Sullivan says the actions of a few people shouldn't overshadow the focus of the demonstrations. She says the same disparities that led people to protest police brutality are also reflected in the current pandemic.
So we've got a public health crisis, we have an economic crisis, and we continue to have a racism crisis. All three of them are disproportionately impacting communities of color, low-income people, working-class folks.
Sullivan says beyond protests, she's focused on policy and legislative solutions, such as calling for stronger civilian oversight of Boston police.
It is important for us to remember that if we want peace, we must first seek justice. Justice begets peace.
Other organizations are focused on justice, too. The ACLU is looking at how to raise the bar for when police can use force. Rahsaan Hall of the ACLU of Massachusetts says now is a good time for lawmakers to take action.
There is an opportunity to introduce legislation that puts serious restraints on the use of force by police officers, by changing the standard by which an officer's actions are judged, from whether or not it was reasonable to whether or not it was absolutely necessary to use deadly force.
There's currently a bill before legislators that would expand the state's Civil Rights Act and hold law enforcement more accountable. Hall says more investments also need to be made in local communities because law enforcement often deals with the symptoms of larger social issues.
There's this narrative out there that the only way that communities can be kept safe is by having a robust police presence, when in reality, the many things that police are responding to and dealing with are things that grow out of people's struggles with substance use disorder, dealing with poverty, or people struggling with mental health issues.
He says there are other disparities, like the lack of good jobs, therapy for trauma, and educational opportunities. And the death of George Floyd is one very visible reminder of the need for change.
There has to be a push for people to understand that we're not going to keep tolerating being killed in these streets with lack of accountability.
Monica Cannon Grant is an activist and runs the nonprofit community organization Violence in Boston. She's organizing a vigil in the city today to remember people who have been killed by police. Cannon Grant says the event will also highlight proposed federal legislation aimed at increased oversight of police.
If me as a regular citizen is responsible for committing murder and will be charged and indicted, then we want the same actions to happen for police officers. A job title should not obscure you from accountability.
And advocates say they'll continue to fight for more accountability, justice, and racial equality. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor and Wameka.